Our first scripture reading today is from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Our second reading is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. These are God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
And Lord, I do pray for this sermon today, God, that you would bless those who are hearing it, those who are listening by podcast, God, you would meet them. God, meet them at their point of need. And let this sermon, God, be a sermon that encourages their heart this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I give honor to all of you today, to the elders and the trustees and the board and all of the congregation. And again, I just thank God for being here. I thank him that he's my healer. I thank him that what a week, the difference a week makes and how I feel and just being here and up here. And so I just thank him for that, that he's always concerned with what concerns me. And I just thank him for that. So today I want to talk from the topic, let's talk about faith. And so I've been reading all week and just trying to prepare as we lead up to Easter. I've been just trying to prepare for it and how I want to present it. I've been asking God, how do you want me to present it? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to talk about this? And so I want to start this week off with just encouraging you to keep your faith, to not lose your faith, even when times seem hard and it seems like things are just not falling into place and that things are going wrong on every side for some. I want to encourage you today to keep your faith. Now, this is not something that's new. You've heard this before, but God showed me sometimes we just need to be reminded. We just need to be reminded to hang on in there, to know that he's not going to leave us, to know that he's never going to forsake us, that he is with us always until the very end is what those are his words. I'm with you even until the very end. And so to just know that is what I want to encourage you to do today. And so I want to just kind of talk from, I have a few scriptures and a story, and I'm not a lot of personal stories today unless the Spirit gives it to me while I'm up here talking. I don't have a lot of personal ones today, but I just want to encourage you today to keep the faith. I don't know, but I just felt it so strong as I was starting to put these sermon together. And I just kept feeling, just talk about faith, just a little, just share, faith, but not only just faith, but how we might lose our faith or how we might be discouraged, but we need to hang on in there and know that God, He loves us. He loves us so much. He's never going to throw us away. See, now I have a personal story. It just came to me while I was standing here. I was thinking about my son earlier today and how God loves us and he forgives us and how he's just such a wonderful God. And I remember when he was younger, and as a teenager, he was just a handful. He really was as a teenager. And so something he'd done and he was like, oh God, this time she's not going to forgive me. She's not. She's like, I've just done it this time. And someone assured him, that's your mom. She's going to always forgive you. And that's true. No matter what that, you know, no matter what our kids do, we're like, it doesn't matter. We know you did it, but we love you anyway. And that is how God does us. And so that's why we can keep the faith knowing that he's going to always love us. He's going to always come on back, honey. Come on back, daughter. You can't, you know, you don't have to run from it. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about today, in that keep the faith no matter what you've done, no matter what the enemy tells you that you've done too much. God's not going to forgive you. Just like I was able to forgive my son, just like you have been so many times able to forgive your children or your friend or whatever it may be. That's how God, just think, if we can do it as just humans, how wonderful God's forgiveness is, how wonderful his love is. So you can keep the faith knowing that he's going to welcome you back. He's never going to leave you. That's what I want to say. He's never going to leave you. He's always going to love you. His love is so great. He's always going to love you. So my first scripture is from Hebrews 11 and 6, and it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And that's all he's asking. That's all he's asking is that we just keep, it makes me think of the scripture where it says, I wrote it down so that I would get it correct. It makes me think of the scripture. It says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. It's just enough faith. The size of a mustard seed. Has anyone in here ever seen a mustard seed? So tiny. And that's all he's saying. Just enough faith to, that's all it takes to move God. That's it. Just enough to know he's God and he loves you and he's not going to forsake you. Just enough faith. And that's what I want to encourage you today to know. You can never do too much to turn God away. You just can't. He's just saying, just believe me. Just trust me. Just know that I'm here for you. Just know that I have you. I'm going to walk with you through whatever situation you're going through. I'm going to bring you to a wonderful and expected end, is what Jeremiah 29:11 says. He's got a plan and he's going to bring you to that expected end. So just enough faith. And it was so funny the first time. I never really saw a mustard seed, even though my dad did a lot of gardening and everything. I hadn't seen one until I was an adult. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. I get it. And so they're just so tiny. And that's what he's saying. Just enough faith. It doesn't take much to move him. And he's a rewarder, is what the scripture says, of those who you diligently seek him, because you know he's your God. You know he's not going to leave you. You know you have that faith. You know whatever you're going through, God's going to bring you through it. Amen. And so the enemy does, though, try to discourage you. He does. He tries to discourage you and make you think you're not good enough. He tries to bring shame and he tries to bring guilt. When you fail God, he tries to bring all of those things. But we have to keep the faith. We have to know he's not going to leave us. He's not. And no matter what the enemy tries to tell you, the devil tries to tell you, when he tries to tell you you're no good, and when he tries to tell you God doesn't love you, your family doesn't love you, you did that, like my son, you messed up, you're never going to be able to be redeemed. No, his love is so great. And all we have to do is just keep the faith, knowing that his love is so great for us that he's not going to leave us. So the next scripture that I wanted to share, he gave me a just a story from the Bible that I really like this story, because it's a wonderful example of how we think we're going to do great and we do sometimes fail. We do sometimes fall, but God, he doesn't leave us. He doesn't leave us. He brings us and repairs us and renews us and brings us back. So in Luke 22:31-34, Peter, this is a story of Peter, says, which was called Simon, Peter, or Jesus called him Simon also, said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demand to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. See, he already knows what we're going to go through. He already knows. And we just need to keep that faith, that our faith won't fail when we do go through those situations. And then it says, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. Peter said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me. And Peter was so sure that he was gonna be there for God. And haven't we? Oh, God, no, not this time. I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to fail, God. I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep my promise. I'm going to be what you said, what you called me to be. And then we fail or we fall or we falter. We just need that little bit of faith. And he said he prayed for Peter because he knew he was going to lose, you know, he was going to risk losing his faith because he's going to deny Jesus those three times. And so he prayed for him. I pray that your faith does not fail you. And so that prayer, that's my prayer. And that's my thought today, that your faith doesn't fail you, no matter what you go through, no matter what comes, what may, that you have that mustard seed faith. Just enough faith that you know God's not going to leave you no matter what has happened, no matter what. When the spirit of depression comes on you, when the enemy tries to tell you you're no good, he tries to tell you you can never measure up to what God has for you. You can never be who God called you to be. People think you're nothing, or whatever the enemy tries to tell you to shake your confidence in God. I want to encourage you today, just a little faith to know God's never going to leave you. No matter what the enemy says, God's not going to leave you. He knows. He knows all about you, and he is not going to leave you. Keep just that little mustard seed of faith, just enough faith to know he's not going to leave you, that he's going to always be with you. The continuation of the story, Luke 22, 54 through 62. And it says, then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. And Peter was following at a distance. So now they've gotten Jesus and they're taking him into prison or to jail. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the country yard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looking closely at him, said, this man also was with him. But he denied it, saying, woman, I do not know him. And a little later, someone else saw him and said, you are one of them. But Peter said, man, I am not. And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, certainly this man also was with him, for the two is a Galilean, for he too is a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you are talking about. And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the rooster crows, today you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. So see, he actually did fail. He did just what Jesus said. He wept bitterly. He was so hurt that he couldn't keep that promise that he had made that God, I'm going to be with you, Jesus. I'm going to go with you to jail. He wanted to. I like to tell people that sometimes when people let us down, they really do mean to do well. They actually do, but they just can't. They're in Peter's case, the fear of what would happen, it was greater, you know, than his pledge or that his vow that he was going to walk with Jesus. And he failed. We all fail, God. We've all failed in one way or another at one time or another in our life. But today I want to encourage you to, just as Peter did, he went on to win thousands for God. He went on to just go and win thousands for Jesus. But he had to know, keep the faith. He prayed for me that my faith wouldn't fail. He had to keep that faith and walk through that journey of what it felt like to let God down, to let Jesus down. But he kept the faith and he kept on going. And if you go into the book of Acts, there's Peter winning souls for God. He's there in one service. He won 3,000 souls. He didn't give up. He didn't give up, and he didn't give up knowing that God cares for him, knowing that God loves him. And that's all I want to talk about. That's all I really want to encourage you today, is to not give up and not lose your faith in knowing that God is for you. He is for you no matter what you're going through, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like. I know we've all been in places where it seems like you're at your lowest point and it feels like there's no one there for you. But God is there for you. It feels like you've messed up so bad that there's no way anyone's going to want to see you or talk to you again. But I tell you what, God will. God will. Keep that faith, knowing that he's not going to leave you. And I keep saying that because I feel like someone needs to know that he's not leaving you, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the circumstance may be, no matter what you've done, what you've said, when it feels like everyone's going to shun you. God is not. He is not. Keep the faith the size of a mustard seed, just enough to know he's not going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's always going to be with you. That particular scripture gives me such peace to know that no matter what I'm going through, in my hardest times, I reach out to him because I know he's not going to leave me. I'm going to go through things. My mother used to sing this country song that said, I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Have you guys heard that song? She would tell us that all the time as kids. She'd be like, well, God didn't promise you, you know, and then she'd sing and I beg your pardon. And it just touched my heart to think about it. But it's true. We're going to go through things. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he said he will deliver us from them all. So we can walk in faith knowing that he's got us. He's got us. I don't know how else to say it. That's how the kids would tell me. I got you. I got you, Grandma. I got you. I got you, Auntie. That's what they tell me. I got you. That's how God is. He's got us. He's got us. So you can keep your faith knowing that He's never going to leave you. Knowing He sees and He knows everything about you. He sees those moments in the middle of the night when you, I can think of moments in the middle of the night when it just felt like total despair, like there was just no answer. And I could sense and feel His presence saying, nope, nope, this is not the end. I've got a plan for you. I've got this for you. And so I want to encourage you today to hold on to that. Hold on to that fact that hold on to the faith. Don't let go of your faith. There'll be times. There'll be dark times. There'll be joyful times as we go through this life. But hold on to the faith. Hold on, knowing that God's going to bring you through whatever time you're going through. He's going to bring you through. Now, my last scripture today is one of my very favorites, and it really did bring me through my whole journey that I went through with sickness and school, actually. I had it written. It's written all over my old school books because I would have to refer back to it on many occasions. And it's at the top of many of my speeches that I have to when the enemy tries to coward me and not, you know, want to try to keep me from getting up and speaking what God has for me. He's called me to speak. And so, of course, anytime I have to go do a speaking, I deal with a little bit of anxieties, but because I'm fighting that spirit. But my faith says God is going to be with me. When I walk out the door to go give a presentation, when I come here, God is with me. And I have something that needs to be said. And so, and there's something you need to hear that He's given me to say. And so I have to just keep walking with that and knowing He is with me. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And I just live with this scripture because it encourages my heart. He says, fear not. So the things that I fear, which is for whatever the reason, giving a speech, when I talk here every Sunday. Now, I don't fear coming up here. I know it's the love that you guys give me. But man, when I have to go out in public and give a speech, I'm so nervous. I'm, oh. But I go to that scripture and He says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. I'm your God. And that's what I want to encourage you today to know. Whatever you're going through, whatever fears the enemy might be bringing, whatever is attacking your faith, He said, I am with you. I want to read it again. So you'll hold it in your spirit this week. Keep it in your spirit. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. He's going to strengthen us and help us and uphold us. Keep the faith. Keep the faith, knowing He's going to strengthen you. He's going to uphold you. Amen. That's what we have to keep in our spirit as we walk through this journey called life. But right now there's a lot going on. There's a lot that comes to trouble our spirits, you know, whether it's in our family, whether it's in the world, whether, you know, it's just what you're seeing. Hold on. Keep the faith. Keep the faith, knowing God won't leave you. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray. I got a little carried away because I feel that. I really feel that. I want to encourage you to keep the faith. I know what that's like. I know what it's like when you're fearful and you're not sure what's going to happen and you can't see it, but He sees all. So even when you can't see what the outcome's going to be, when you don't know how things are going to work out, know that He does. Keep the faith, knowing that He's got you and He's not going to let you go. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who loves us. You are truly the lover of our souls. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord, for all those who are on our prayer list today, God. We ask that you would meet each one of them, God, at their point of need, whether their need is healing or finances or deliverance, God. We say set free, God. We say send your healing power. We say be their comforter, and we thank you for it. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. And God, I do pray, just as Jesus prayed, I pray for the congregation today, God, that their faith will not fail them. But Lord, that they'll walk in a strong faith, knowing that you are their God. You are the defender. He said, you are our defender. You will reward us as we walk in faith. And so we thank you today. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.